development that's taking place at the minute up in Ivy Grove, where we're seeing an extra 70 houses built. And under the planning of that, they have to put in a pedestrian crossing, which would be a raised crossing and the whole lot. I've asked to see could that be brought forward in the interest of health and safety. Also, we have an ongoing issue with underneath the bridge in on the Knockbeg Road because of the width of it. The footpath is only 2 foot. So I've asked that we explore looking at that area as well. So I think it was a positive meeting. We've also got assurance from the senior engineer that some sort of a drawing will be brought back to us in January to see exactly how we're moving on. But he did stress with us there is no funding and we have to find an allocation of money to address this.
Is that a bit surprising for yourself, Councillor Healy, that there's no funding to carry out what are deemed by yourself and residents as serious safety concerns or upgrades to that? And given the fact that this has been well flagged for a couple of years now?
Yeah, it's very frustrating for me as a councillor, just mean we're trying to get this done, but it's more frustrating for the people that lives on that road and has to go up and down that road every day. As this is, they have to walk with torches coming up that road because the lights are so bad. We've asked for the lights to be looked at again. But as I says, this I think yesterday's meeting and even the residents that accompanied me to the meeting yesterday from the different areas of the different estates would have seen, which mean where we as councillors were trying to get the issue addressed. And they had an opportunity to tell the Director of Services exactly how and what was happening on that road and what they had to put up with. So, as I says, these are slow things. In 2014, we got speed signs put in and that. But, I mean, the speed on that road is unbelievable. So what we're hoping now to do is that we as the residents and me as a councillor has come with proposals to the council. So they have proposals that they hadn't got before. So we're asking them now to take this on serious.